Today is Friday, January 22nd, and you're listening to Here in Taiwan. I am Andrew Ryan, and with me in the studio are Huang Shihan.
Hello.
And Jonathan Seidman.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us here today. In today's program, we're going to be discussing a very interesting plan in which one broadcaster here in Taiwan is arranging a shortwave program that will beam messages from Haitians overseas to their friends and family in Haiti. We'll also be bringing you our top stories today in our headlines segment, and we'll be telling you something you can do on the weekend. I'll let you know right now it's got something to do with World Freedom Day. Stay tuned. Now, recently I spoke with a man named Keith Perron, who is the director of PCJ Media right here in Taiwan. And he told me about a unique new program that he is planning via shortwave, which will share messages from Haitians overseas to their friends and family in Haiti. I started off by asking him to tell me how he got the idea for the project.
It began because there's another show that I do, which is broadcast on shortwave to the Caribbean. And I know that we have quite a few listeners that listen in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba. It's called La Estación de la Alegría in Spanish. And a few days after the earthquake hit, I received an email from a friend of mine in Switzerland asking me if I was planning to maybe do something. At the time, I didn't think anything of it, and I was just kind of brushing it off, saying, well, I don't have the time to do such a thing. But then, as we were learning out more and more about what happened in Haiti, meaning the infrastructure has basically fallen apart. And I've been to Haiti before, and even at the best of times, the infrastructure is very sketchy. As I started to think more and more about it, I thought, well, I have the transmitter time, so let's see if we could do a special program in French and in Creole for Haiti. I talked to somebody from a radio station in Paris, and he gave me the idea, what about if we do a show that would broadcast messages from people, let's say, living in France or living in the United States or living in Canada, anywhere where there's a Haitian community, that wish to send a message to their relatives in Haiti. Now, at this very moment, even now, even though it's over a week has passed since the earthquake, telephone lines are still down, mobile communication is sketchy at best, and the internet, in many cases, is still non-existent. So the only way to get information to Haiti and out of Haiti has been by radio. Many amateur radio operators in the United States and also in the Caribbean have been very busy to relay information to organizations such as the International Red Cross and the United Nations. So we thought, okay, well, let's do a show that would broadcast messages of family members to Haiti in the hope that at least, you know, of course not all of them will be able to be picked up, but hopefully some will. There's an organization in the United States called Ears to Our World, which is going to be sending down to Haiti this week some 100 plus self-powered radios. Now in Haiti, which, you know, people may think, well, it's part of North America, it's close to the United States, everybody must have FM and AM radio. But in Haiti at the moment, there is only two stations that have remained on air whose equipment was not damaged during the earthquake. But because of the shortage of power, because of the shortage of fuel to power these stations, the only way that local people in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, in the capital and the surrounding areas, have been able to receive information about their families overseas and information about what the Haitian communities are doing in various countries, and also news about the earthquake itself, has actually been from shortwave radio. It's the only form of communication right now that's reaching listeners in Haiti. It's quite astonishing. Just the other day, I spoke with someone who was working for the International Relief Aid in Port-au-Prince, and he told me that in Port-au-Prince at the moment, Radio France International has set up some special broadcasts to broadcast news about what's going on in Port-au-Prince at this very moment.
Can you tell us a little bit about the program that you have planned?
Last Friday, I started to contact different Haitian community centers in Europe, in the United States, and in Canada, telling them about this special program. Effectively, what they're doing is getting people within their own communities to record messages. Either we do it by phone, or they can record it as an MP3, send us the MP3, and we will relay those messages on this special show that we're doing. It's been quite astonishing, because just when we started, there were three community centers involved, and it's a thing, word spreads like wildfire, and all of a sudden there were Haitian communities in Australia that contacted me, a small Haitian community in Beijing, China that contacted me, and even two people from Haiti that are living in Japan contacted me to relay messages to their families and friends in Port-au-Prince. It's been quite astonishing at the amount of support that the Haitian communities have been giving for this project.
Now, I see you're asking for messages in English, French, or Creole. What's the plan for the format of the show?
The show will be presented in English and French by myself. And somebody that we've recruited who's actually in Paris, who will be linking up with us, who is from Haiti, who will be doing the Creole portions of the show. Now, I should mention that the messages that we're going to be broadcasting are not just from Haitians to people in Haiti. We actually have a number of messages so far that have come in from people that have, let's say, their son or their daughter who's teaching in Haiti or is running a community center. You know, we're getting those messages as well. So the program is going to be information on the people in Haiti, how they can get information to their relatives overseas if they manage to get an internet connection that is working. They can log on to a website called Saturn.org, which stands for Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network.
So that's S-A-T-E-R-N.
S-A-T-E-R-N, that's correct. And they can organize phone patches through ham radio. Now, there's a number of amateur radio operators in Haiti who have been very busy contacting amateur radio operators in the Caribbean and in the United States. Just before we recorded this interview, I was monitoring one right now of an American who lives near the American Embassy in Port-au-Prince who wanted to contact his family in the United States, but there's no phones. So he managed to get to one of the local ham radio operators, who then connected with a ham operator in Barbados, who then connected with a ham operator in South Carolina. And the operator in South Carolina was able to put through a phone call to his mother living in upstate New York. And the two of them were able to speak for about almost 6 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. Finally today, before we leave you, I'd like to get information about how people can listen to the program, and if people have messages, how they can get those messages to you.
Well, for the messages, if you want to get messages to us for this special program, just go to www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Click on Relief for Haiti, and you will find all the details there, the email address to send your message to, and information that we need from you. If you cannot record it at your end, we can give you a call, and you can record your message over the telephone. To listen to this program, it is not going to be streamed online. It will be exclusively for broadcast. The frequencies are 9,955 kilohertz.
Again, that was the director of PCJ Media, Keith Perron. And I just want to tell you really quickly that that broadcast will be airing on January 29th at 2 hours UTC. They're still working on the repeat time for that program. Now, Shihan, can you share with us some of our top stories in the local...